This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Could you firstly explain the term itikaf? And could you also, as by way of confirming for the Muslims out there whether they should be doing this or not, is it compulsory for all Muslims to do it?
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam, ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmeen, amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. The word itikaf is derived from the Arabic root word aqafa, which means to adhere, to cling, to stick. It means to keep. And it means to engage or devote something to another thing, which may be good or bad. And it's mentioned in the Quran, in Surah Anbiya, chapter number 21, verse number 52. When Ibrahim alayhi salam, he speaks to his father and to his people, saying that the images which you devote, those who do idol worship, etc., he's saying that the image which you devote, and the word used is akhifun, which you so devoutly attached to, which are clinging to it. Here it's used in the wrong sense, in the negative sense. There are also verses in the Quran which speak in the positive sense in Surah Baqarah chapter 2 verse 125, Surah Baqarah chapter 2 verse 187. According to Lisan al-Arab, the word itikaf means to fully attach oneself to something. It means when someone habitates the mosque and he worships in it. In the Islamic Sharia, the word itikaf means to engage and retreat in the mosque, and to stay in the mosque seeking nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking His reward. As far as the ruling of itikaf is concerned, whether it's compulsory or it is a sunnah, itikaf is generally a sunnah. It's not compulsory. It only becomes compulsory in certain cases if someone makes a vow to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will do itikaf if his wish is fulfilled. For example, someone will say that I will do itikaf for 2 days if my sick relative is cured. Or I may do itikaf for 3 days if I pass in the examination. So if someone vows to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the fulfillment of his desire, then itikaf is compulsory. Whatever the person has vowed, he has to fulfill it. Otherwise, itikaf is a sunnah, but it is a sunnat-e-mawqida, a very highly recommended sunnah. As it's mentioned in the hadith of Sahih Bukhari, volume number 8, in the book of Oaths and Vows, hadith number 6696, where the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that anyone who promises to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should obey him. And anyone who promises disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should not disobey him. And there's a hadith, Hazrat Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 8, in the book of Oaths and Vows, hadith number 6697, where Hazrat Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, he says to the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I had vowed in the days of ignorance, before he embraced Islam, that he will do itikaf for one night in Masjid al-Haram. So the Prophet said, that fulfill your vow. Because the vow was good, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet is fulfilled. And there are various verses in the Quran which speak about itikaf. Allah says in Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 125. He tells to Ibrahim alayhi salam and to Ismail alayhi salam that, O Ibrahim and Ismail, may peace be upon them, you sanctify the Kaaba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because people circumambulate around the Kaaba and they stay, they do itikaf. They retreat in the mosque. And some of the believers, they bow and they prostrate while worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here the word itikaf, retreat, is used. It's further mentioned in Surah Baqarah chapter number 2, verse number 187, that do not associate with your wives when you retreat in the mosque, when you do itikaf in the mosque. And there are several hadiths talking about itikaf, including Sahih Bukhari, volume number 3, in the book of itikaf, hadith number 2026, Hazrat Aisha, may Allah be with her, was the wife of the Prophet, she said, that the Prophet used to do i'tikaf for the last 10 days in the month of Ramadan. And after he died, the wives of the Prophet used to continue that practice. So, i'tikaf, unless vowed, it's compulsory. Otherwise, generally, it's a sunnah, but highly recommended sunnah.